Everything is against me. I look like a child now, I think. A little boy. I look just like a little boy. So I'm finishing up the... except with tits, right? I'm finishing up the last of my, Kahlua and coffee. On ice! And then I will, move on to beer. I've been smoking weed since I opened my eyes this morning. Thank you, sexy. Thank you. Well, I'll leave the blonde hair to you, Jen Jen. I'll probably go, you know, next summer. I'll go blonde again. It's fun. Switch things up a little bit. I did not pick my nose. I would, but I didn't. I picked a hair off my cheek and dropped it. Yeah, I picked my nose and I looked at it and then I flicked it. That's a revisionist view of what just happened in here. You don't think I can do anything bad with my hair? Well, thanks to my hairdresser, it's pretty consistently good, I think. But yeah, I'm digging it. I'm just, as long as it's short, I'm happy. As long as it's short, I'm like, it's more like it. Oh, I feel cool again. Oh, I feel like a cool person. Anyway. I'm cool. Oh. Yeah, it's going to be a low key show tonight. I'm feeling low key. Oh, who's this? You? We can't hear him. Cockney. Oh, connection lost. Crazy. That's crazy. We lost our connection. Cockney called me and we lost our connection. I wonder if it's because I upgraded to the new version of Skype. We're going to bring it down. We're going to bring the room down. No, I actually have... I'm trying to, What does he want? Here we go. Hello?
Why didn't you answer my call?
I did answer your call. We lost our connection.
Fine. Okay, so me internet's just started up. So what's happening? Are you live?
Yeah.
Oh, how's it going?
You sound really, really good tonight.
Ah, thank you. what are we doing?
Well,
you're gonna have to give me a sec.
Of course, you didn't have to rush.
You know what?
What, you can't bear for me to be live without you?
I need to see what people are writing about me. You know what? After all these fucking whatever, months and months, you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
What I've figured out now is if I just turn you down a lot
in
my headphones, I don't need to hear you screaming at me every time you speak.
You're an asshole.
Well, no, it's...
Yeah, I know. You should have figured that out a while ago. Like, what, you don't mess around with the volume and stuff?
Well, I know. I mean, it'll make it easier for you when you do your podcast, because you won't hear stuff.
Dude, the fucking echo was killing me listening to that show and trying to edit out the gaps where it was just you waiting to hear what I said and the echo playing in the empty space.
I don't know why it did that time. I've got my friend Kristen here with me.
Oh, cool.
We've at all the acid and the 2CB and whatnot. That was a lot earlier on o'clock.
You did?
Yeah, that was a lot earlier on o'clock, as I say. A lot o'clock earlier on. And then that wore off. But we went back to Christian's. We had some shrooms.
Wait. So you took acid and cat earlier in the day and that?
We didn't do.
You didn't. But the acid you took and you tripped out and that's all worn off already.
And with 2CB. Well, I wouldn't say worn out, but...
So how long ago was it? Like 6 or 7 hours ago? What?
What are we on now? What are we on? 10 to 1. What time did... I mean, Christian double dropped as soon as I saw him in the pub. What? Arsenal was still on. They kicked off at 3. So I'm guessing like 3:30?
Yeah.
So about 7 hours ago.
Yeah, so it's about over.
Yeah, but we had... Well, I mean, you didn't have anything else, did you? Yeah, so, yeah, no, that was good. Good times. Happy, happy, happy o'clock.
Excellent. So then you took mushrooms.
Yes. When... Hello. Oh, I've got to turn you down. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Where's your hair at? Oh! Is that why you wouldn't send me things?
It's cute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They wanted to know in the chat room if you were full of drugs like you were supposed to be.
Well, that was a lot of... I keep saying a clock. Mm-hmm. That was earlier on, basically.
That was a lot of a clock ago.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, how old is he meant to describe stuff? That was a lot of clock ago.
This is your friend from Sheffield.
No, we left him. He had all of the drugs in the pub.
I don't understand.
Right, okay, that's Christian sat over there.
Hello.
Hi.
Watto, does that make any more sense? Oh, do you remember that time when you went off at the chat room?
Yeah.
Okay, I was in his room. Do you remember that time when... well, obviously you remember that
when
time.
I was yelling about how you will never be blocked, you'll never be banned.
Yeah, yeah.
Cockney will never be banned!
Yes! And, what was it you said? I was like, oh, do you understand how much he loves you and will you marry me and whatnot? Do you remember that? In the chat room. And he was like, that was him who was writing it.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Like but, you know, it's... Well...
Would you like to say hello to
No,
him?
I'm shy.
You're shy?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like M. No, 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 no. No, 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 I can't.
Catalin Hole. You're meant to be like super stuff.
You put gherkins in your drink?
Did you hear that?
What's in the drink?
Gherkins.
Gherkins.
You put gherkins in your drink?
What are you drinking? Wow, he's bugging out, huh?
Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Right, how can I make it so that everyone hears it?
I can hear him.
Yeah, but if I give him my headset, then I'm not going to be able to hear what's been said. Lick stuff, you dirty fucking whore.
It's Do you want to speak bride to? And groom. It's a Hi, bride then. And a groom. I'm licking them.
Hi, hi. Oh, always the licker, never the bride.
Always the licking bride.
What? No.
Wedding night threesome, Jen Jen says.
Okay, fine.
And Emo Tony B would like to dip his balls in it.
Right. Basically, prepare to have a new thing that isn't me.
Watu!
Hi there, Heidi.
What's going on?
How's it going, mate?
It's going very well.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, yeah. You sound great.
Oh, yeah, I sound amazing.
You do. You sound fucking awesome, dude.
Oh, wow. I'm just... Sorry, I've just put these headphones on and I'm like... Yes.
It feels really good.
Well, he's just different, and I'm sort of like craning over.
Interview him about being my friend.
He thinks he's that interesting that I'm going to conduct an interview with you about him.
I don't have that much to say, actually. I'm not that very much of a good phone person.
It's not a phone.
Yeah. I know it's not a phone, but
you're killing people online.
Hey, if I was pretending that I was killing people online, you'd all be dead.
This is going to be on the internet in perpetuity.
Oh, in perpetuity?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah, forever and ever. You tripping out on internet radio.
I don't like this, actually. I mean, it's like being on the phone, but even more uncomfortable.
It sucks. It's horrible, and you don't know me, and I don't know you. And
but it's like radio, but they actually are talking back to you. Sorry, Heidi. I mean, I don't mind to...
That's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever you're comfortable with. Yeah.
I thought you'd be better than this.
Well, it's difficult when you, bending over to get to... Well, yeah, I'm not a natural like headphone wearer. I'm gonna put you back onto Sony.
All right, I'll miss you. Bye.
Oh, thanks, mate.
He sounds cute.
Nah, of course this isn't mine. No, this is pre-show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to play this. Wait.
Oh, am I gonna have to turn you up?
It's the Cockney. Cockney Tony.
He sounds
He's British. And
you said that about all my fucking friends. You know what?
It's
right,
the Cockney,
I'm sick of this.
Cockney Tony.
No, shut up, dude.
He takes pills up his butt.
That's it. Finish. Oh. Yeah, we're English. That's what they are. That's how they sound. I'm sick of you. Fucking. Right. No. Fine.
You're sick of me thinking your friends sound cute?
Yeah.
They do.
What have I been...
You know what, Mucka actually sounds like dashing and handsome. But Christian actually sounds like, oh, I just want to pinch his cheeks and slap his ass.
She wants to pinch your cheeks and slap your ass. Yeah. He's got a skinhead, but with a big beard.
That sounds good.
He's like Errol Flynn. Only if it was a hamster that had just come out of George Washington's bum.
George Washington's bum? A hamster named Errol Flynn that just crawled out of George Washington's bum?
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Jen says he sounds cute to her also. Like a little...
He sounds adorable.
Like a little high cherub, she said.
Well, he's fucking a packy, so...
And,
hands off.
And Emo wants to know if you talked him up to that chubby girl in the video.
No. Did you get the video I sent him?
I did, yes. What was that you were snorting?
It was just crushed up pills and then vodka.
What pills?
Ecstasy.
Oh, yeah. That's how I got started snorting things.
And look where you ended up.
Look where I ended up. Oh, I finished my coffee and... Kahlua.
He's got a fucking point. What are you drinking? Are they little Gavin Rossdale eggs? What?
Little Gavin Rossdale eggs? No, they're fucking... It's ice cubes and coffee, silly.
Ice cubes and coffee, silly.
Oh, Ethan wants to say hi. So now we have to look at Emo's... Oh, no, I don't want to kick him out of the room.
Who?
Emo. I want to drag and drop his video so I can see Ethan. Hi, Ethan! You feeling all better, buddy?
They're ice cubes. They're not gherkins. They don't even know what gherkins are. Do you know what gherkins are?
Yeah, they're pickles. Duh.
Duh. I'm sorry. You've never...
I love gherkins.
They don't even know what jumpers are.
A sweatshirt. A jumper is a hoodie.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. But come on. No, a jumper is someone who stands on top of a building and jumps off. Duh.
Gherkins!
Oh, he's fun, huh?
Fucking pickles.
Yeah, I know they're fucking pickles. I'm aware of that. I was drinking
pickle
ice.
Point.
Can I speak? You're such a fucking asshole sometimes,
well,
dude.
What? Who? Me?
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Yeah, so go much on. For the Heidi show. It's all about Cockney and his friend
you
tripping out.
You was waiting till I thought you was fucking begging in your brain fart of things to happen. You know you wanted me to phone in. Thinking, oh, you've turned me down, didn't you?
Yeah, I was rubbing my clit and wishing that you were here.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not... Oh, no, okay, I'll shush.
I didn't turn you down.
No, it'll...
Well, I started talking about rubbing my clit, so you'll stop talking now in hopes that perhaps I'll continue.
No, it all went quiet.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That looked really grown up, just did that.
Really what?
Grown up.
That?
No, where you put your finger up.
Yeah, I did that. You must be on a delay.
Grown up.
You must be on a delay. You must be on a delay. You must be slow. You must be on a delay.
Yeah, about 8 years delay. Because surely a nearly 37-year-old wouldn't make that face.
No, you've got my age wrong.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you do. I'm 35. I'm 35.
Oh, I do apologize.
Yeah, you're skipping a whole year on me. And that's me itching my nostril, not picking my nose, by the way. And if I wanted to pick my nose, I fucking would.
Have you taken out the trash?
Have I taken out the trash?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Have you tidied your room? I'm on a massive delay here. You've just picked your nose now.
Yeah.
You're just picking your nose. Okay, where are we up to? Let's see.
Oh, you tell me. Heidi Show, what are we up to? You know what? I didn't even say Heidi Show yet.
Have we not?
Heidi Show, everybody. Listen, email the show. It's HEIDE at theheidishow.com. And please call the voicemail. Leave a voicemail, movie reviews, television show recaps, book reviews, you know, anything. I just want to hear you talk. The best thing that you could possibly do is call and sing on the voicemail. I'm a big fan of that. So if I can get you to call and sing, that would be the best thing.
Have you had any messages this month?
Have I had any messages?
Mm.
Yes, I have one from Mr. Deej. Yeah. Mr. Deej.
Call me anytime, Mr. Deej.
That's right.
He's cool.
Here, I'm going to shut your mouth again.
Okay. Oh, let me turn you up.
Okay, I want to thank Cockney Tony and Rooster for calling in to the show.
Oh, that was Rooster?
And helping us out a little bit. Absent.
Absent's Rooster?
And Rooster are one and the same.
I didn't know that.
Give me that.
You know what you should do? You should get that song. Every time Rooster calls in.
I am Rooster. Rooster is me.
That's, you know what I'm talking about? That song? I forgot who sings it. Yeah, I'm a rooster.
Shut up. Shut up.
Every time he
comes
on, you play the song.
Stop. That wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Oh, I love hearing it back. God, this sucks.
Oh.
Can you please? You're killing me. Oh, I love hearing it back. Dick. Can you please? You're killing me.
You risk exciting me. Want to join me? Someone said nine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'll hold it back. Oh, don't invite me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Want to join me? Someone said nine. Sister, I populate her with knives.
Who loves Sarcastic Prick?
Hello.
Do you love Sarcastic Prick?
We'll turn the music on.
I did, asshole. Do you love Sarcastic Prick?
There you go, that's better.
Come on, just reply to me.
For fuck's sake.
Hello, I'm Sarcastic Prick.
Wait, that's your impersonation of Kieran impersonating Sarcastic Prick, right?
I know.
Right.
I'm sure it goes a lot better than that. I'm sure he's, you know, very well spoken.
Would you just say you love Sarcastic Prick and get it over with?
Me?
Yes!
Alright. I love Caustic Prick.
Hello.
I'm going to tell
you. What's so funny? What's so funny?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. No, okay. So, Christian wants to see how many times I can say a clock. Hold on. Wait. No, because you're Ed.
All right. Now I have to keep in mind that every time that you guys talk, it's going to be because you're tripping out. Right. Okay, I got to tolerate you guys tripping out on mushrooms during the show. That's cool.
No.
I just hope I don't bring you down. I just hope you guys have a really good time. Hope you trip balls.
What's the worst that could happen? Oh,
I don't know. I've never taken that many drugs in one day. I try to keep it, you know, to two or three in a day.
Only meth, and that's it.
No. Haven't done meth in like 14 years. Before I said 15. I'm making up numbers now.
No, shenanigans on your meth addiction. I call shenanigans.
Yeah, I was not. I mean, whatever. What do you mean you call shenanigans on my method?
Well, you made your mind up. How long ago?
14 or 15 years ago. What?
That's 2 weeks on the trot that I've jumped. What are you going on about?
It's the Cockney Tony.
He's British and full of baloney.
Oh, he's the Cockney.
Cockney Tony. He takes pills up his butt. Thank you, Rooster.
Oh, Ricky Roo. Do you know? Have you ever met Ricky Roo?
What?
Right, I can't look at you because you're on a massive delay on the screen. But you've heard me mention Ricky Roo, yeah? Are you playing music again? I get paranoid now.
Rick and Freya, you mean?
What?
Who, Rick and who?
Yeah, he lives with Freya.
Right. I got the combos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, Rick took some acid a bit ago, a few months back, right, and thought, oh, I mean, he doesn't take acid normally. Mm. So he thought, how could everything be okay? This is actually funny because you're on a massive delay. Christian's watching the reactions, so it's going to come after. He's going to like, oh, it's going to happen. So, anyway. So Rick thought, oh, what could make everything okay? Oh, I know. If I went downstairs completely naked, and then everything would be out in the open, and it'd be fine.
Got it. Makes sense to me.
Well, duh. So, yeah. So, anyway, he chose not to do that. Instead, he turned his light... He turned his light off, and then thought, right, I'll just... explore myself. Okay, now as a man, how would you explore yourself? Have you fucked off? Yep.
What?
I've just seen you throw your headphones down. Are you back now?
Yeah.
Why did you throw them down?
I don't know, I just felt like being dramatic.
Oh, fine. Okay, so where did I get up to?
Some bullshit about Rick coming out of his room naked.
Yeah, he decided not to.
Decided not to.
Right, do you want me to get to the...
That's a great story, dude. Thank you for sharing. Thank you.
Do you want me to get to the fisting bit?
Yes, please. The fisting bit is what I'm waiting for.
Okay, so his friends who were downstairs thought, where's Rick? They went upstairs, opened the door, and there was shit all over his duvet, and Rick was basically crying with his fist up his ass, tripping.
Stop it.
Well, you wanted me to hurry up and get to that bit. And that was it. I only found out... This was about a year ago.
That's definitely the best part.
Well, duh. But you made me hurry up and get to that bit.
Like he was like, reaching up his ass and pulling shit out, or what?
Well, he was just exploring it. You know what? I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well... Yeah. Right, so you're just retelling some shit that you heard somebody else say.
Well, no, he told me in confidence.
I see.
But, yeah, his whole fist was up his bum. And the reason it came about was because he's gone Africa now, yeah?
Right.
Okay, so, and Emma was worried about how he was going to get the drugs over to Africa. And he was like, oh, it's okay, I'll put him in a Kinder egg. You get Kinder eggs over there, didn't you?
Kinder eggs?
Yeah. Oh, fuck's sake. Kinder eggs.
Like eggs for kids?
No. How can I describe Kinder Eggs to the fucking retards?
We're not retards. We're just not from your country.
Yeah, retarded. Kinder Eggs. It's like little plastic eggs covered in milk chocolate, and you get a toy inside of it.
Okay. Didn't I say that?
What did you say?
Something like that. Anyway, Kinder Eggs. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And Emma was like, that's not going to fit up your bum. Surely. And he was like, oh, no, you'll be surprised what fits up my bum. And that's how the whole story about him fisting his bum came about.
I see. Emo's showing us his new eye hole plug, his new ear hole plugs. You know, he's got those giant stretched out piercings in his ears.
Let me have a look. Wait.
Do you know what I'm talking about? He's got like those big stretched out ear holes.
Oh, his ear things.
Yeah. They're African razor blades. Ears. Yeah, he's got African ears, exactly.
Nigger ears.
So anyway,
I've got to log in for that. Fuck him, I can't be arsed.
You can't be arsed.
I can't be fucking bothered, Emo.
So,
The emails of my cock.
Was that? I love the emails of your cockerel. Your cockerel cup. Yeah, that was great. What if we pooped pellets like mice and rabbits?
What if we what?
Pooped pellets like mice and rabbits.
Well, no, we do.
No, we don't.
Well, we could do if we just squeeze a little bit.
What if it came out like a hard, perfectly round ball? Wouldn't it be a lot better in life?
What?
Wouldn't life be a lot easier if we pooped pellets?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I have a little bit of a shit fixation.
Oh, no, that's fine. I can't be asked signing into the chat, so I'm just going to say dot.
You're just going to say dot.
What makes you say this? Why would that make anything better?
Well, I was thinking about Rooster's mouse, Steve McQueen.
I don't know.
Rooster has a little pet mouse now.
Okay, I know his dog's pregnant.
And he's got a little pet mouse named Steve McQueen.
Okay.
And we were talking about, you know, how the poop is like little pellets.
Hmm.
It got me to thinking how much easier life would be if we pooped pellets instead of big dirty turds.
Well, what if happens is that what we eat? Would it still be pellets?
What do you mean?
Well, you've got to think about what hamsters eat. You haven't thought this through, my dear, have you?
Hamsters, mice, even deer. Well, even frozen. Deer poop pellets.
Do they? Deer?
And rabbits.
Well,
pellets.
Pellet pooping machines.
And MCLI in the chat room says goats, too.
Oh, goats can fuck.
And they make delicious cheese.
Ew.
I love goat
so
cheese.
So anyway, right, yeah, what... I love the way I'm talking to you. Like I'm putting my glass in front of me and everything. So what you got to think about, right, is...
cheese.
If hamsters ate what we eat, yeah?
Yeah. They'd have big, then, nasty shits as well?
Well, their poo wouldn't be the same.
Mm. You think if I stop eating meat, maybe I can start pooping pellets?
I would love to see what your shit looks like after eating hamster food for 2 months.
I should take picture. I should do that and take pictures of it.
Oh yeah, because you'd send me them. Oh yeah,
pictures of my shit. I won't send you pictures of anything else, but I'll send you pictures. I'll send you pictures of my shit.
All right, excellent. We'll swap shit pictures.
Let's start that now.
Okay, that's how we'll start off. Yeah.
Hmm. Mm. And gradually work our way up to body parts.
Where do you go from the ship? It go to the anus?
Yeah, I guess.
You're going to have to work out a bit first.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, what, did I stutter?
Did you say I'm going to have to work out a bit?
No. That was Christian.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Good excuse.
Mm. What's a clock? I think there's a connection difficulty.
All right.
Hello.
Snell, Snell, this is a different radio station.
Yeah, this isn't a very good show so far.
You're not fine. Well, this is what I was talking about. This is what we should just have a chat and then you do your show another time. You're playing fucking music, aren't you?
I'm not playing music. Okay, here's the thing. You fucking... I start the show, you call in, you're all willy-nilly.
Emo's got a point, so ditch Cockney and do a show. In fact, I'll
tell That's what the fans want. They want me to ditch you.
Well, I'll just shut up.
So I can do a show.
But don't hang up.
You're like a bag on my hip. Do you understand that?
Yeah. We just don't have a fish.
How about you just, Hey, you know Leona Lewis? Do you know who she is?
Yes. She got hit in the face.
Yeah, she got punched in the face. Okay, next story.
Sorry. I'll tell you what, right? You go for it, and I'll just... But I can't be asked sorting all that, so I have to listen to you properly.
I don't care what you do.
Well, do you not? Fine. Just do a show. Go.
There's nothing I could say.
What's that there, honey? So you can edit that out. There you go, Leona Lewis. What's the mean to me?
Sorry.
Right, fine, go. Anyway, do your show and I'll just listen this way. Bye.
Anyway, that's Leona Lewis. She got punched in the face. This is how much I care. If you like my show. What's the point? Anyway, so you guys know the last show I did, I had my buddy Mikey come in to the studio, do a show with me. Guess who's doing a show tonight in like half an hour on a Saturday night? He's got his own show now. He's on Ustream.tv, the Mikey Mix. I put him on mic to do a show with me. He wanted to do it. I did it. Dude, That's My Bike says the last show I did was like last year. So last year. It was actually last month, I think. Regardless, he was on the last show I did. He's doing a show tonight. That's the thanks I get? I don't know. I just, and then I feel weird because he's plugging it like crazy on Facebook and Twitter. Plugging the show. I almost felt bad plugging my own show on its regular night and time. And you hear him, he's just talking in the background like a douchebag. At Ustream.tv, the Mikey Mix. Yeah, I'm going to turn him off. If I can find him. Yeah, he's off. Yeah, so go check out the Mikey Mix on Ustream.tv. There you go. We got a link. Thank you, Tucky. Tucky, it's great to see you back in chat, Tucky. Seriously. I guess the babies are maybe sleeping through the night now. Thank you. Yeah. The Mikey. I mean, come on. You know what? All he's going to do is play fucking fish all night long. When he was here, he kept wanting me to play fish songs. And I was like, you know what? Well, my listeners don't really like fish. It's like enough. I play Wilco. Like, I put you through that. But, yeah, I'm not going to put you through fish. I'm going to do that to you. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm very tired, I'll have you know. It's been a long day. It's been a very long day. Not that I need to make excuses for myself. But it is what it is. I feel like there's so many things to talk about. That fucking stupid-ass kid in Colorado. The non-news news. You don't want to hear about it, right? It's like by the time I get to do my show, nobody wants to hear this. Nobody wants to hear it. Oh, motherfucker, hold on.
I tried my best. I gave my all.
So, So then I thought I was going to have my friend in here tonight to co-host the radio show. Chestnut was going to come in and fill second mic, whore mic. I got to order a new mic for the radio show because that's taking a shit on me like everything else. I went to her house last night. I went out to Brooklyn, and I had been listening to the game one of the Yankees Angels American League Championship Series game. I think I was redundant in some way there, but anyway, what is it that you want now?
Let's go, Karen.
You hung up before.
Yeah.
Why?
Sorry, there must have been a disconnection. No, continue show. I'm just going to listen. Sorry to derail your show again, but continue. I can't be asked going through listening normally.
Well, I'm thinking that's it for live video.
Yeah?
Because it's fucking with everybody.
Is it? Why?
Well, what's the problem? You can't get into the chat room?
Oh, no, I just can't be asked. Trying to.
Oh.
Skype works for me at the moment, so why would I try anything else?
All right.
Can I just, you know, I'm sorry. No, just seriously, continue with your little radio show.
I'll just move forward then.
Yeah, go.
Okay, so his volume's off. Anyway, so I thought I'd have her here, second miking tonight, but no, as it turns out, no. But anyway, I put her out, apparently, last night, because I asked her to put the Yankee game on so I could see it, because I had been listening in the car on XM on the way there. And it was a good game. Of course, the Angels are, you know, the best team the Yankees could be playing against, and I was interested to watch the game, but I think it was not very well received by my host. Anyway, this is really fucking fantastic. Yeah, I know. I need to drink. Times my past wasn't good enough. So Mikey is doing a fucking show during my show. Sometimes I let you go. Gherkins. Sarcastic Prick is so disappointed he came here for 3 hours of Balloon Boy news by a blonde. And clearly, that night is fucked. Instead, you get to watch a brunette drink Yingling and say nothing. This is the Bubble Boys music video.
I hate these pajamas! These pajamas are gonna stick to me! Pajamas are pussified!
Pajamas are pussified. Balloon Boy. These fucking kids have fucking a music video about being pussified. The fucking kid Falcon, the kid that was in the fucking, supposedly in the balloon, but not really. It was like, I didn't come out because you told me this was for the show. Yeah, I got nothing really. I'm having a hard time tonight, guys. At least there's some enthusiasm. Sarcastic Prick says, yay, Balloon Boy news. See? All right, back to the video. Email, I'm talking about your email! I love it when I get your emails! So if you listened to the last couple podcasts that I posted from August, these are email replies from Heather, the lesbian, Heather, the girl with arms, everybody. You can email the show, Heidi, H-E-I-D-E, at theheidishow.com. Please send me your emails. I'll read them on the air. I love them. I love to hear from you. Motherfuckers. It's in reference to the first show that I posted from August, I believe it was the 22nd. My girlfriend's ex-brother used to go out and get hammered a lot. This is from Heather the Lesbian, everyone. She's talking about Cockney and I talking about my girlfriend's ex's brother. Whatever, dude, whatever. Ex-brother, ex's brother. Does it matter? I look like I have a giant head on this camera right now. Just clarifying, right? Just asking. Ex-brother, ex's brother. Emo says it would take a gay to have an ex-family member. That's right. Ex-dad. Schneikes has entered the room, everybody. Schneikes! Cockney and I... Now, Bueno! 3079 has entered the room, folks. Everyone's very excited. We were talking about, Cockney and I were talking about, I'm going to turn him up.
See if we can get him to chime in here.
Fucking cunt. Have you, right, stop turning me down. I've been chatting away. Go on.
Wow, you've got balls on you, man.
Fucking, I'll show you my balls. You
will you show me your balls? Please.
If you want. Oh, I'll send you an email.
I'm not really big on balls, actually, but.
What would you prefer? Right, you know what? You didn't even hear it. I've broken my headphones.
There's not much that I really care to see on a man's body, to be honest with you. You want to stick it in, stick it in. You know what I'm saying? You want to fuck me, fuck me. But I don't need to look at it.
Well, I know. I do.
You want to look at me, because you're a dude and I'm a chick. Yeah, I want to look at chicks, too. Chicks are good to look at.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Fuck it.
I mean, you understand your gear, it's for using, not for looking at.
I know. It's not attractive in the slightest. I wouldn't want to, if I was a chick, I wouldn't want to look at a dude's stuff. It's comedic, is what it is.
Googie. Googs. Mm. You remember we were talking on one of the shows about peeing various places when you're trashed?
This?
Hmm?
No, I don't know that.
You don't remember that?
What one? Again.
You were saying about getting really... you were really fucked up and you, like, peed in the house somewhere and then you went and cleaned it up.
Oh, I had a wee-wee.
Yeah. So, Heather the lesbian, Heather the girl with arms, emailed me about that.
Right, I understand where we're going.
Okay, this is where we are now. My girlfriend's ex's, since I was called out on this before, my girlfriend's ex's brother used to go out
and...
It to her. No relation. Somebody she doesn't even fucking know.
Fine.
Remember when we did that? That was awesome. Thank you, Schneikes.
I've got a massive delay on the video, so you're going to have to bear with me.
What difference does the video... You can hear me, right, baby?
Yeah.
So what difference does it make how delayed the video? 10
seconds while I try and fix my headphone. Yeah? Just don't speak for 10 seconds. Okay, go.
Dick.
Hole.
My girlfriend's ex's brother used to go out and get hammered a lot.
Was it at 31 Flavors?
One night he came home and was so plastered that he took a shit in the bottom drawer of his parents' dresser.
Well, but that doesn't make any sense because that was totally awake. That was awake o'clock.
Awake, yeah.
Yeah, he did that on purpose. Mine... was just like, oh, hello, I didn't know what I was doing.
They woke up the next morning and went for socks or something and found a pile of shit.
Hey, it's quite funny.
The kid didn't come out of his room for 3 days. And yeah, okay, and then another show reference, she says, yeah, feety pajamas, footy, what the fuck is that? It was either Schnikes or Dude, That's My Bike that argued it should be footy pajamas, but it is feety pajamas. Thank you. She verifies. At some point, I wandered into this show, but I had to verify my account like everyone else, despite the fact that I had verified it when I signed up just a week before. Live video fucking with people once again. It's not acceptable. Hello? Tucky McDermott's sorry. Now saying I thought it was footsie. No, it's feety pajamas. Feety pajamas, people. Feety pajamas.
What about the quote before that?
What?
What about the quote before that? Above the I thought it was a footsie quote.
Was the shit at least neatly folded?
No, one line before that.
Now I gotta scroll up. Cockney is a complete ass.
What the fuck?
Who loves sarcastic prick? Eh? Feety pajamas, thank you. I love sarcastic prick. He concurs.
You can't come in here randomly, willy-nilly.
All right, moving on.
Fine.
Footy, what the fuck is that, she says. Right, she had to verify her account like everyone else. Fucking live video. We're moving on to stick cam, I believe, next week.
Oh, by the way, can I just explain one or two things?
Yeah,
just
go ahead. I mean, what else is the content of the show going to be except you interrupting me? Go ahead.
Right. Christian, my friend, my very good friend.
You know, when you say Christian, it sounds like you're saying Kristen. So at first I thought you had a girl there.
Well, all right, I'll tell you what. We'll call him by what he's known as Watto.
Watto.
Where's my money? Not that guy. The other one. Anyway. So
not Watto.
TV. He doesn't understand how TVs can do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
He's new?
Well, he's not new.
He's new, he doesn't understand how TVs work?
Well,
I've seen TVs before.
Oh, okay, well, at least there's that.
But he sat there in amazement. I don't know why. Maybe he hasn't... I don't know, why are you special? Why have I interrupted this again?
Because you're tripping out. That's why. Because you don't have the good sense to keep your fucking mouth shut.
You know what, Heidi, my dear?
Yeah, baby.
I'm not even tripping anymore.
But you said you ate mushrooms.
Well, yeah, but I'm just drunk now.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I think that was ages ago.
Oh, I thought the acid was ages ago.
It was. Acid was early on the clock.
Right, o'clock.
O'clock, yeah.
I hope you're very happy.
Thanks. It means a lot to me. Your wishes mean a lot to me. As long as you think I'm happy, then that's all that matters.
I think you are happy.
You think?
I think you're a very happy person, yeah.
I think you don't
let a lot, you know, get you down. I think, you know, you live your life the way you want to live it, and you pursue your dreams and goals.
My dreams and goals.
Yeah, and I think that you you have lots of fun in life. I think you follow the fun path.
No, my fun path o'clock.
Your fun path o'clock. That's what I think you do.
No.
I think you're happy.
No, I think you'll find what... No. I bury my response.
Anyway. I think the dudes from Steel Panther were on LA Inc. because at least one of them got a tat from Kat Von D.
Aww.
Urban legend fact says that dude is the term for an elephant's penis.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. You should be interested in this because this is all referring to shit that we talked about on the radio show. But I can't even get you to pay attention for five fucking minutes.
Fucking reading pricks comments. And to think I should like the guy. Whatever. Focus.
Yeah, okay. And dudette is the hair on its ass. What the truth is in that, I don't know. I don't know that I could ever drink gin, because juniper bushes smell like cat piss to me, and I just wouldn't be able to get that out of my mind, especially if I were alcoholically lubricated. Funny that you mentioned that Peter Jackson brings his character from his low-budget gory horror to his big-budget movie, because Sam Raimi did the same. Indeed. And I noticed while watching Dead Alive that PJ's the Kiwi Sam Raimi. But Drag Me to Hell, sure, it's a chick and not a guy, but the character is the same as Ash. So it's just interesting, the parallels there. Did you ever end up seeing Drag Me to Hell?
Yeah.
You liked it, right?
Yeah, it was really fucking good.
Really good, right? All the fight scenes.
I LOL'd a lot, too. Rebecca.
That granny was fucking meanie.
Lots of vomiting. There was so much. It was so much like bodily fluid spillage.
Yeah.
That was great.
Ooh, it's not called Dead Alive. I know it's called Brain Dead.
No, we call it Dead Alive here in the States.
Yeah, whatever.
Properly.
Whatever. Properly. Fuck off. Dick.
What?
Go on, but you'll never make a little song about it.
You'll never make love to me because I live in the US and you can't touch me here.
That's the mean thing to sing about.
I know that I can be the meanest person in the world.
I would never ever make love to you.
So I apologize to you and to anyone else that I hurt too.
Am I not Scotsman? Is that what it is?
That's right. I only bang Scotsman. He's my boyfriend now.
Yeah.
That's right. Scotsman and I didn't have any kind of sex. What we did was we had a very frank discussion about how we masturbate. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing.
Right?
No. What's that got to do with Pete Jackson?
You brought up fucking Scotsman, douchebag.
Well, you were saying, you started singing the song.
That you'll never make love to me. You'll never make love to me.
Oh. I'm sorry that my job didn't mean that I could come over there for our birthdays.
You should be sorry. And piss on me. That's right. Who's going to piss on me now?
No one. They don't want to. Who is going to want to? You know what? I'm not even going to continue that.
Maybe Schneikes will come piss on me.
No. He's too busy photographing...
Sarcastic prick.
No, he's too shy.
Emo will piss on me. Thank you. Why didn't I think of the obvious? Of course, you will hug me and piss on me. Of course, Emo will piss on me.
No, but you promised that I was going to be the pisser.
Yeah, but you're not coming.
Yeah, but it's not the point. Give me 2 months.
It's going to go down in history, understand, because nobody's ever pissed on me.
Emo, wait.
Sarcastic prick says he'd get pee shy. You know what? I get pee shy on myself.
Emo, dude, you've got to give me till March. If March o'clock comes and I'm not there, you
March
can
clock?
Piss all you want.
That's awesome.
You've got to give me till March.
Okay. But Drag Me to Hell, sure, it's a chick and not a guy, but the character is the same as Ash. So it's just interesting the parallels there, how they both started in gory horror. We're talking about Sam Raimi and Peter Jackson. Went on to do big products and projects and eventually came back to their roots and resurrected their characters. Incidentally, I've always been attracted to Alison Lohman in her other projects, but not so much in Drag
Me to Hell. Emo drinking out of a pink cup.
But not so much in Drag Me to Hell. It's cute. Until the cemetery scene. Damn! Bitch looked hot as hell, soaking wet and covered in mud, doing that pissed off stare at the dead chick. Yeah, she did.
That reminds me. Do you want to drink some absinthe?
I've got absinthe.
Oh, should we have a shot? Not you.
If I do a shot of absinthe, I'll vomit, though.
Well, should we both do a shot?
No.
If I scratch my ass, do you want to hear Kristen's reaction?
Kristen? Your girlfriend, Kristen?
Watu.
Watu. See? You can't say it because it sounds like Kristen. And I'm picturing a girl. I'm picturing a girl with bangs and like mousy brown hair.
Yes, he's well fit.
Yes, tight little ass.
Oh, you know what? Right, I was speaking. You know, Shelley, right?
Cute little B cups.
Well, I was sat with Shelley earlier on, and right, the conversation went if you could be a girl for a day, as I'm sure you must have thought, if you could be a dude for a day, what would you do?
Oh, yeah.
Basically, fuck a lot.
Right. Yes.
Oh, speaking of which, I think Shelley just hung up. So, wouldn't it be weird if it was like 24 hours and there was a stop-off point? Bosh, go. And then you're instantly back to a dude. Yeah?
Yeah, except for me, it would be less weird, because if I was a dude with, well, if I could be a dude for a day and have a cock and be banging a girl, and then boom, all of a sudden I turn back into a girl, I'd still be into
you're
it.
You're just still getting fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like a win-win thing.
Exactly.
With me, yeah. But I couldn't figure out, right, I wouldn't want to be fucked by a random bloke, okay? But I still couldn't figure out which one of my friends I would want to be fucked by. And it's just a bit of a weird thing.
You shouldn't. Why would you want to be fucked by one of your friends? That's completely inappropriate. You shouldn't even go that route. You find a stranger to bang you. You're a chick for a day. Why not?
Well, because I wouldn't want anyone to do me. Oh, Shelly and Merv turn up.
Hi, Shelly and Merv.
No, not Merv. That's her brother. Weirdly enough, it's Moo. Moo for Michelle.
That is weird.
Yeah, she's got a brother called Merv.
Sarcastic Prick says he'd piss on you as a girl, but I guess he wouldn't get pee shy for that. Because he'd know really it was you. So he'd be okay about pissing on you.
So, basically, yeah. What I figured out was, if I was a girl, what I'd have to do is scissor with another girl and then wait until the final moment, and then it went bosh. And then I was a man again, and then I'd be fucking the girl.
That's how you'd have to wrap up the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Weirdo. What?
Wouldn't that be great, though, if you were a chick for a
awesome.
Day?
Get It'd be awesome.
Banged
yeah.
by a dude, and then find a chick that you want to fuck to eat your pussy.
You know, I mean, it's fine for you, because you get fucked a lot.
No, I don't.
Well, whatever.
If I got fucked a lot, would I be talking about fucking on the radio? No.
Sure. But, I mean, for me...
The only reason why I talk about fucking so much is because I'm not doing it.
Well, you don't. I thought you were going to play the... Anyway. Okay, so put me down to silent, and I'll come back in a bit.
Oh, because you got to socialize now.
Well, no, you can say hello to people if you want. Do you want to say hello? You've never spoken...
Anyway. So, second email from Heather the Lesbian. She starts off with something that kind of pisses me off. Being the douche that I am, I'm going to mention that it's Indigo Montoya, no D. That's what I said on the show. Indigo Montoya. Indigo Montoya? What do you mean, no D? What did I say? Dindigo? Indigo Montoyad? It's Indigo. 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 My name is Indigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. So, Heather the Lesbian, Heather the Girl with Arms, I'm not sure what point you're trying to make. You put a D in there, and I said Indigo Montoya on my show, so I don't know where you're going. If we're going to have beef now, we're going to have beef. I mean, whatever. Thank you for listening, and thank you for writing. I really appreciate your input. I wish you'd call the voicemail again. I love that. As a child, I collected Ninja Turtle guys. My grandfather made me a dollhouse, and I turned it into their headquarters. Tricked it all up with traps and shit, which is cool. I also did sexual things with my best friend's sister's Barbies, because on that show we talked about jerking, or not jerking off, but actually girls sticking Barbie dolls up inside them. I never did that. I made Barbie have sex with Ken, and I made Barbie have sex with my brother's 12-inch G.I. Joes with the furry crew cut. But I never actually stuck a Barbie doll up inside me, because that seems a little creepy. She had a shitload and brought them all outside one day, and a whole bunch of us were playing with them, stripping them, making them fuck each other. Right, I made the Barbies fuck the other Barbies. It's a wonder I didn't realize I was a lesbian until I was 15, because seriously? A friend of mine spent some time in China, where most toilets are simply a hole in the floor. And while she didn't have too much of a problem with it, one night she was out at a restaurant, and she stepped in the hole, got poo and piss all over her shoe, and had to walk out through the restaurant with shit covering her shoe, and it was just nasty. Fuck. Nice. Rebecca Chambers was actually my favorite character in Resident Evil 1. She isn't around much, though, and really only shows up when you play as Chris. She was just this young, skinny, soldiered-out girl with a sexy voice, and she was really hot. Heidi, if you were really a flute player, you'd know they are called flautists. I do know that they're called flautists. Dear. Yeah. But even the most respected flautist will occasionally say flutist. It's true. And I do. And I am a flute player. And maybe one day, I'll prove it to ya. I'll pull out my flute and a flout. The English sarcastic prick says, the English say fluterer. Playing with your pussy doesn't count, Emo Tony B says. That's not what I'm talking about. I actually play the flute. I actually play the flute, goddammit! I actually had as my live journal header for a while, I tried the spunk and I hated it. My daughter tried candy called spunk and said, I tried the spunk. It was gross. And I said, you could put that on my tombstone. Anyway, that's it for the emails. Enjoy the Heem Boys Pussified video song. Which one of you assholes banned Tucky McDermott?
Eddie.
What? Somebody banned Tucky McDermott.
Well, I'm not even signed in.
I know, it's not you.
Right, okay. I've been asked to put music on, so I'm going to disappear.
Oh, all right, bye.
Yeah, whatever.
Why are you being a dick to me?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm a bit disappointed in Prick.
Why?
Well, he's a bit meany.
Oh, because you're never mean to anybody else.
No, I'm nothing but fucking peaches and cream. I don't understand where the words come from. Christian's having problems with the words.
Kristen's having problems with the words.
Kristen.
While he's sucking your dick.
You're sucking my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you said it on the internet.
I wish sometimes I had a bigger dick, in which case it would just make him choke a bit more, but...
How long is your dick?
How long? About 2 inches. What, is that not big over there? Is that not the metric system over there? Well, I've got 2 inches of solid, skinny meat. How big's your cunt?
2 inches?
No, behave.
Sarcastic Prick says he's almost a girl already.
Yeah, I'm almost like a real grown-up boy. Oh, my phone's ringing, is that you? Oh, do you want to hear a phone call?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to have to try and put it on a speaker. So
go ahead, knock yourself
I'm
out.
I'm going to fucking try, all right. Christian, one sec, mate. One sec, yeah, all right. Just, I can't hear you, wait. Hello? Hello, where are you? It's the artist. Right, you phone me, what do you want?
Thanks, Schneggies. All right, Cockney, go have fun with your friends. No, you don't have to do this. This is ridiculous.
What are you gonna do?
I'm not asking for anything from you. I feel bad. You've got friends there. Go fucking hang out.
I did warn you that I was gonna take drugs and stuff.
That's fine, honey.
Sorry, it didn't go
anywhere.
That's
quite all right. Cockney Tiny, let's hear it for Sarcastic Prick in the chat room. It's the line of the day. Line of the day.
That's not even that funny.
It actually is.
Is it?
Mm.
Mm. No, okay. Well, I can't. I'm trying to think of something better, but I can't. Okay, well, anyway, have a good rest of the show.
Thanks.
Sorry to really take bad things. See, that's better. Blues and Brews. That works more.
Okay, bye. It's Cockney Tony, so instead of Cockney Tony, Cockney Tiny. I don't understand why you would call back now.
Well, because you should have done that fucking hours ago.
Right. Dick. He beat me to it before I could hang up. He hung up. He's like a bad girlfriend, just keeps calling and calling. That's right, Emo. That's what he's like. Oh, everybody, I don't know what you're doing here, because it's 9:03, and the Mikey mix is broadcasting on ustream.tv.now, if I could speak, I could say that. But, hey, everybody, Blues and Brews said, had both bad and good, as in girlfriends, both called too much. That's right. His motto, Mikey's motto is AR Ripoff City. Yay, Mikey Mix, let's all go to the Mikey Mix. Yes, leave me. And go to the Mikey Mix because I have shit all to say. Show all bookmarks. Hey, everybody. I don't know if you heard about the rape tunnel. She's moody. Thank you, Sarcastic Prick. Like a bad girlfriend. Like a bad girlfriend. She's moody. But she drinks beer. And that makes a difference. As you might be aware... drinking beer. Moody, but drinks beer. Have you heard about the rape tunnel? Have you? The rape tunnel. I got this from a young lady named Sheila Zarino. This is her blog entry, a Miami-based contemporary art newsletter / blog. And she interviewed the artist Richard Whitehurst, Columbus, Ohio-based. And as I've said in the past, fucking Ohio, people. Fucking Ohio. Some fucked up shit going on there. But please listen. Richard Whitehurst is a Columbus-based artist who made his mark on the Ohio scene by showing at the William Strunk Jr. Museum of Contemporary Art in Akron and internationally regarded galleries. Blah, 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 blah. He was the 2006 recipient of an Akron Culture Committee Fellowship and has quickly become a seminal figure in the often overshadowed Rust Belt regional art scene. I hope you're ready for this because it's fucked up. Everybody, it's fucking fucked up. You might wonder why I'm vamping right now. It's because I'm moody. It's art. It's art, people. I need another beer. That's the issue. The more I drink, the better the show is going to be, so bear with me. I know for people who don't drink, that seems lame. It seems lame. It seems like the show should be better. I want to play the song for you because I love you. Because my bottle of beer is empty. Now I'm in the mood. Sarcastic Prick has a question. Will the Mikey Mix have Balloon Boy news? I don't know, although I can tell you in a moment because he covers, let me see, new window. He discusses in one of his many show plugging posts. Oh, here we go. The Mikey Mix live in 10 minutes. He posted 18 minutes ago. Tonight. Yes, he will be talking about AIDS, Balloon Boy, sleep apnea, and tunes. So everybody check it out, everybody. I'm an asshole. It's clear. I'm an asshole. I'll continue to drink and be a complete dick to everyone in my life. And maybe that'll work out for me.
I say she never cared and that she never will. I do it all again. Guess I'll have to wait until then.
If I get drunk, then I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. Sarcastic wants to know, can we turn Mikey Mix into a curse word? I Mikey mixed it all up. There you go. You Mikey mix it. Mikey mix you. Go Mikey mix yourself. No, seriously, everybody. Good guy, Mikey. I just, who does that? Who does that? Well, here's the thing, right? If I couldn't, not to be a dick. Not to be a dick! Not to be a dick. Not to be a dick. If I couldn't do a show on Saturday night, you wouldn't catch me doing the Heidi show at 5 on Sunday. I'm just saying.
You're not drinking well, you know that you're my friend and I'm saying, I think I'll have myself a beer.
Cockney sucks Mikey Mix. I Mikey mixed your mother. This meow mix tastes like Mikey Mix. What kind of Mikey Mix are you giving me here? AR Mikey Mix City. There you go. AR Mikey Mix City. It's okay. You see the Blues and Brews, you see the AR poster behind me? It says AR Dance City on it. And we say, whatever, AR Dance City, AR whatever city, or Anal Retention Dance City, or Ass Rape Dance City. Ass Rash Mikey Mix City. Thank you, dude. That's my bike. Because you're all Mikey mixed in the head, Blues. You're all Mikey mixed in the head. My friend Mikey was here for the last show I did, and now he's doing a show on Saturday night during my show! You know what I'm saying? It says whatever. I liked him. Yeah, I like the kid. I love the kid. Look, I love him. I love him. One of my dearest, oldest friends. You know what I'm saying? But he Mikey mixed that all up for himself. Thank you, Emo. So I go, he's plugging the show, he's plugging the show, he's plugging the show, and I go on fucking, here, we'll do this. And I go on fucking Facebook, and I reply to his unbelievably over-the-top plugging of his show. This is how you repay me? That Mikey mixing mixer? I don't know if that makes sense, but thank you, Schneikes.
Maybe someday I'll think of what you say. Maybe next time I'll remember what you do. She looks like heaven. Maybe this is hell. She said she'd do it all again. She promised not to tell.
Sarcastic prick. Remember the Mikey Mix scene in The Accused? Corey Mikey mixed his friendship with Heidi, says Emo. You know what? Corey's time in limbo is almost up. I'm almost ready to talk to Corey again. You know, my anger with Corey has waned. It was never even really anger. It was just mild irritation. I was just like, you know what? I can't even. It's good of me to air this shit out on internet radio that will be on the internet in perpetuity. I stepped in Mikey Mix this morning. Thank you, Schneikes! That may take over as line of the day. Sorry, Sarcastic Rick. Mikey Mix happens. Yeah. Anyway. Tried so hard!
Nothing. I like balls.
Sorry. Corey likes balls. Thank you for reminding me, Emo. Yeah, so I'm drunk now. Rape tunnel! Rape tunnel, people. Rape tunnel. In fact, a new controversial work, The Rape Tunnel, which is set to go on view at Columbus's 4D gallery on October 30th, has come under fire from Columbus-based feminist groups. I don't understand why it takes a feminist to oppose something called The Rape Tunnel. Why does it take a feminist? Why can't any fucking reasonable person oppose something called a rape tunnel? A rape tunnel. You ready for this, assholes? Listen. Yeah, I called you assholes. Why don't you go listen to the fucking Mikey Mix on Ustream.tv? He's got tunes. He's playing tunes. I think I spit on the computer screen. I'm so angry, I'm spitting. Just the tip bridge. Thank you, Emo. Not to mention local law enforcement officials, the artist plans to place himself in a room, the only entrance or exit being a 22-foot-long plywood tunnel constructed by Whitehurst himself. Then, he says that for the duration of the gallery's opening, from 7 p.m. to midnight, he will rape anyone who travels through the tunnel into that room. On a recent trip to Ohio, nearly all art-related conversations stirred wildly around Whitehurst and his tunnel. Because people are taking this seriously, like a painting of Jesus made of elephant shit. People take it seriously as serious art. This is art. A plywood tunnel. But the best part is to come. The best is yet to come. So this is, the following interview was conducted on September 22nd via email correspondence. Please describe the project. So this is the words of the artist himself, Richard Whitehurst, the douchebag, talking. In the 4D gallery main room, I've constructed a 22-foot tunnel out of plywood that leads into the project room. There is no way in or out of the project room except for this tunnel. As you travel through the tunnel, it gets smaller and smaller. Sarcastic prick said, maybe it's just a rap tunnel and he'll just battle anyone that comes in. No, it's actually a rape tunnel. Making it so that you have to crawl and put yourself in a submissive position in order to reach the tunnel's destination. At the end of the tunnel, the subject will find me waiting in the project room and I'll try to the best of my ability to overpower and rape the person who crawls through. This is art. This is art. Now you're going to crawl through the tunnel. You know it's called the rape tunnel. You know at the end of the tunnel you're going to get raped, right? So it's consensual. But you know that some dude is going to crawl through there thinking, yeah, try to fucking rape me. We'll see what happens. I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking smash your face in before you fucking rape me. Try to rape me. The guy doesn't even... He looks like he could get the shit kicked out of him, basically. Schneike says, pardon my French, but that is a Mikey Mix. Why rape? Because as an artistic gesture, it's one of the most impactful I can think of. For the past 10 years, Ohio's art scene has been largely... Why do you fucking care about Ohio's art scene anyway? Ohio is fucked! Do you understand me? Ohio is the most fucked up joint ever. So if you're really into art, if you're really an artist, why don't you come to fucking New York? Why don't you go to fucking Los Angeles? Oh, okay. Paris even. Thank you, Emo. Ohio. Okay, Ohio. You go ahead. Do your art in Ohio. Please, be my guest. Don't try to come to the Guggenheim or anything, or the Museum of Modern Art. Don't try to actually do something relevant. El Paso even. Thank you, Schneikes. Ohio! He's doing a rape tunnel in fucking Ohio. The best thing is what preceded the rape tunnel. So please, hang in there. Please, stay with me, people. It's worth it. It's worth it. I promise you. For the past 10 years, Ohio's art scene has been largely centered around a string of alternative spaces in Akron's Warehouse District, where people had been putting on art shows. At the beginning, I happily participated along with everyone else, but then I started to feel like it wasn't going anywhere. It dawned on me that if the work we created had never existed, the world would be no different than if it had. None of it mattered to anyone outside of our small and insignificant circle of peers. Good, I'm glad you realize how insignificant your circle of peers are. I wanted something that would have more impact. I started to think differently about my work. In 2007, at the Sewards Project Space in Columbus, I had my first breakthrough with an installation that was to be the prototype for this current one. It was called, dun-da-da-dun, the Punch You in the Face Tunnel. Sarcastic Prick says, the teabag toll booth is next. Thank you. In West Virginia, Emo Tony B says, in West Virginia, they would insist on family only entering the tunnel. Emo Tony, Fisting Freeway, thank you. Thank you. The Punch You in the Face Tunnel. It was the same setup as the rape tunnel, except at the end of the tunnel, I'd punch the subject in the face instead of raping him or her. The impetus was completely reactionary to the current state of art and motivated by pure frustration. He's so frustrated. He needs to punch somebody in the face at the end of a tunnel. I'm a douchebag artist, and I'm going to punch you in the face. He is open to man rape. Yes, he is open to man rape. It was the same setup as the rape tunnel, right? The impetus was blah, blah, blah. As it turns out, I ended up breaking the nose of the third person to crawl through the tunnel, an aspiring model. She went to the hospital and eventually sued me. Her modeling career was put on hold. The civil case was long and drawn out, and the matter still hasn't been resolved. To this day, she still has unpaid medical bills. The point of this long aside is that all this took place 2 years ago, and I'm still having an impact on this young lady's life. Art! Something not and many other artists could claim about their work. Quote, rape seemed like the next logical step, unquote. But rape is way more extreme than a punch to the face. Is it your intention to ruin people's lives? Possibly. I'm not necessarily concerned with the positive or negative effects of this project, so long as there is some effect on people's lives. I've merely set up a situation where there is potential to impact people in a meaningful way. Maybe I won't be... in a positive way? No. You're absolutely, positively going negative. You're gonna fuck... You're gonna Mikey mix people up. That's what you're going to do. You're going to Mikey mix people all up in the head. All I'm telling you is that somebody is going to rush down that tunnel and fucking kick the guy's fucking teeth in. You're going to fucking rape everybody that comes through the hole. Enough about the Mikey mix, MCLI? Really? Is that enough? Is it enough? Really? Is it enough? Because he's doing his show right now. Why don't you go fucking listen to it? Seriously. I fucking bring you on my show and that's how you repay me? You do a fucking Mikey mix? On Saturday night? Please, I have to see it 20 times. Thank you! Seriously, every 10 minutes the motherfucker posts a fucking plug for his show on Saturday night during my fucking showtime. Anyway, he says that he would rape anybody. I've merely set up a situation where there's potential to impact people in a meaningful way. Maybe I won't be able to rape everyone who crawls through the tunnel. He might have to take Viagra to keep his dick hard. But the door is open for all kinds of scenarios. Rape, serious injury, maybe even death. Yeah, that's art. That's art. Because you're going to be waiting at the end of a 22-foot tunnel in an 8-foot room to rape people, and maybe someone will die. That's art. I'll tell you something. I've been moved by art. I've been moved by real art. I've been moved by art. I've been moved by music. I've been moved by paintings. I've been moved by photography. I've been moved by video. I've been moved by various installations. Why do we have to go to a rape tunnel? Because you're so fucking intellectually bankrupt that you think this is how I'm going to fucking make my mark on the art world. You douchebag. I'm not reading any more of your interview because you're a fucking cunt. He's a cunt, people. I don't know if you can see this. This guy is a fucking... That guy behind me right there? Cunt. Cunt. I hope he dies. I hope he dies. Dearly, from the bottom of my soul, I hope he dies.
I like balls.
Voicemails, people. I need to get your voicemails! Call the hotline, please. It's a 516 Excuse me. No, it's not 516. It's 631-576-4774. 631-576-4774. Call the Heidi Show hotline and leave a voicemail like this.
Refuse to leave your message for the simple fact I should be on air right now.
That motherfucker. That douchebag.
Keep hanging up on me. You
should have bought more beer.
Bad girl.
Motherfucker.
Hey, Heidi, it's Mr. Deitch here with a new movie review for your show.
Oh, but wait. Mr. Deitch, leave me voicemail. Mr. Deitch, love to hear from Mr. Deitch. Call me anytime, Mr. Deitch. He's cool. His name is Mr. Deitch.
This week, the movie of my choice is Repo, The Genetic Opera. It's a very interesting movie, kind of set in the future, around 2055 or 56, I think. And in the future, a lot of people's organs are failing. And so what do you do? Well, you replace them. And if you fall behind in your payments, they are repossessed. And you're hunted down. And if you get a heart transplant, it's ripped out of your heart. It's ripped out of your body, so you're dead. It's a very interesting movie, but the best part is, it's a musical. And it stars Paul Sorvino and Anthony Head from Buffy the Vampire Slayer TV series. So a lot of it is set to musical scenes, and it's actually a very interesting... I didn't think I'd like it, but my friend told me to check it out, and it is a hilarious movie. Also, it is Alexa Vega from the Spy Kids movies, Sarah Brightman, and amazingly, a very good-looking Paris Hilton. If you kind of like these kind of...
Surprisingly, a very good-looking Paris Hilton. So if you maybe kind of like Paris Hilton, she's looking super hot in this.
Spoofy, scary movies. A little bit, not really spoofy, I guess, but just an alternate type of a scary movie. I would say I would definitely check this one out.
Sarcastic prick, you totally Mikey mix the Spidey theme. But whatever. I've been doing this for months and months. Maybe you should have come sooner.
Have a great show. Bye.
That's it. That's all I've got for voicemail this week, people. I know I'm patchy. I know I'm inconsistent, but come on. How about some goddamn voicemail? 631-576-4774. Please call. Please call and leave a message. You should have come sooner. Emo Tony B says, how many times a day do I hear that? Takes you too long to come, my friend. Is that a fact? Getting lots of friend requests on the Podomatic, you know, where I post the show. It's like a whole nother social site now. Daily, I get a whole list. I know it's a great disappointment to see that I'm drinking the Schmidt beer again with the fish on the can. You realize how long this has been going on now? Since like June. Launchpad Turbo. Dude, that's why Bike is not in the room, because he's busy uploading photos of his most recent captive chick. Dude, that's why Bike has been very busy photographing girls. So, I'm anti-vaccine, but H1N1, I'm going to go ahead and get my kid vaccinated, because supposedly it's teens to early 20s that you're most likely to develop complications from the flu and be hospitalized for. Everybody, go check out the Rape Tunnel in Columbus, Ohio, and listen to the Mikey Mix on Ustream.tv. They're saying... my kid's age is like the worst, the young teens into the early 20s. So I guess I'm going to go ahead and get her vaccinated. But I am not getting her the Gardasil, the HPV vaccine, because girls are dying, yo. Girls are dying from that shit. And I'm not going to be one less. My kid's not going to be one less. Let her get fucking human papillo, whatever it is, HPV. Let her get that. I'd rather have her get that and live than get the fucking Gardasil. Fuck Gardasil. Let my kid get pussy warts. That's right. Let her get pussy warts. She'll live through that. Human papilloma. Thank you, Blues and Brews. If I wasn't drinking, perhaps I would have been able to. Anyway, I had to piss. So, I've got cords. Everything's getting stuck in the wheels of my chair. I'm having problems. Hey everybody, Hiding Show. I'm not feeling so good. Maybe you should just all go over to the Mikey Mix. I'm sure he's feeling a lot better than me. Maybe his show is better. You know what it is? You know what it is? You're much older than all of us. No, you're probably not older than me. I'm old, yo. I'm old. Clearly very old. Maybe Cockney Tony thinks because he's not here, I can't fucking do a radio show. It is a bit of a deterrent. Okay, so you're older than me. Fine. Me and Sarcastic... You're actually younger than me, though, Sarcastic Prick. Schnikes! Schmikes! Will you take me to go see Where the Wild Things Are tomorrow? I wish I was going to see that with the Wonder Bros. WonderBros.com! Wonder Bros! If only I were going to see Where the Wild Things Are, the Spike Jonze film, with my Wonder Bros... in IMAX. Who's going to see that shit? It looks really good. It looks really good. Spike Jonze is only his third film. Only his third. Emo says it would have been better if Spike Lee made it. Cut it out, asshole. You know you don't mean that. I got nothing. I got nothing. I want to see Where the Wild Things Are. It looks great. Where the Wild Things Be, a Spike Lee joint. Right. Where the Wild Things Be, yo. Spike Lee's Where the Wilding Is. We be wildin', yo. Long Island wildin'. Me and Zayla be hanging out wildin', yo. We be wildin' all that life. You know what I'm saying? Zayla, I probably ain't got none of that shit, yo. I just want to hear some Zayla right now. That's all I know. Stick it in, stick it in. What do we got here? Zayla? No. Blue Tinted White is the new redhead. I could have gone that way, but I could have. Blonde is for Mikey Mixers. You could say that. I'm going to go back to blonde probably next summer because it's fun. But for fall, for the season, I went dark. For fall, for the season. No more Ari and Heidi. Thank you, Emo. No more Ari and Heidi. No. I look like a proper, I don't know what now. I have dark hair naturally. Very dark. My natural hair is dark. Homegrown Smoker has entered the room. Thank you for entering the room, Homegrown Smoker. Thank you. It's very kind of you to join us. I'm getting a headache. I'm thinking about maybe smoking some weed. And telling you all to go fuck yourselves. Because I love you deeply. I really, truly do. It means a lot to me that you're here, and I'm grateful. Hey, ready for Balloon Boy news? I've got none. I don't want to talk about the Balloon Boy. I'm really disgusted by that whole thing. They should go fuck themselves, those people. Because honestly, I'm going to vomit. The cats are crying. They want to come in. Whatever. Let's see what else I can fucking wrangle here, music-wise. Feeling a little sad. Balloon boy equals blonde hair. Old news. Thank you, Schneikes. Hey, how's it going? Hey. Hey. You want me to make my hair like emo's? I have to bring it all front. The mood is low. The mood is low. I can't quite get that curly lock in the front there. I wish I could get that. Wait. Then break out the mustache. I don't have the mustache anymore. It's missing. I seem to have lost it. The Heidi Hoedown. I don't know. What are we saying? I'm completely lost. Yes or no? Do it. MCLI says way down inside, giggity giggity goo. Dad is so fucking pissed off at me right now. I actually had no more this week. I actually had no more for you. I had nothing for you. I had nothing except to rag on my friend Mikey while he's trying to do a radio show. Here's the thing. It's based on ignorance. He doesn't understand. He's not doing this on purpose. He's not trying to fuck with me. He doesn't know. He's not familiar with the internet radio community. He doesn't realize that he's fucking with me by doing a show during my show. He doesn't realize that my friends who listened to the show went ahead and added him on Facebook. Went ahead and added him. Because they liked him. They liked him. But then, what does he do? He does a show during my show! What the fuck is this kid thinking? No, actually, that was all I had prepared. Can we go destroy him now? I think so. I think we can go find, let's see if we can find the Mikey mix. Yes, he's playing Blues Traveler right now. Let's go there now. Let's do this. Because this is cool. There is a new Cat Under the Air poster. My former friends are in there. People that I don't talk to anymore are in there. It's cool. It's alright. Let's just let it go. I'm the asshole, everybody. I'm the asshole. See, I stopped talking to all these people because I'm the asshole. You understand? Former friends. No longer my friends. People who are no longer my friends. Go ahead, sarcastic prick. See if you can mix things up a little bit. They're not going to know who you are. Former friends. I used to have a big group of friends, but then I was a fucking asshole, so everybody stopped being friends with me. You understand how that is? Do you know how that is? I had a big group of friends. I had a whole big group, and they were all semi-local. Thank you, Blues and Brews, for hanging out. And then I turned into an asshole to those people. I was like, hey, guess what? I can't put up with your stupid fucking personal drama and bullshit, so I'm going to be an asshole and tell you all to go fuck yourselves and not hang out anymore. So as a result, I have no friends. You lasted 2 seconds on his show? What does that mean? Those are all people that I used to be friends with in there. It's a little bit weird. You know, it's fine. It's obviously it's just him and those people that I used to be friends with who aren't going to listen to my show anyway. They're not going to listen to my show. Because I'm the asshole who told them all to fuck off. You understand? I'm one of those people. You used to be friends with me, but then I told you to go fuck yourself. Sarcastic Brick says, man up, Heidi. Radio war. Radio war, that's right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a radio war. One, two, three, four. I declare a radio war. It won't let me type in there. It won't let me type. Anyway, I'm pretty basically done. I don't need to talk anymore. I don't even want to talk anymore. I don't know why I even started doing a radio show to begin with. Why do I bother? I thought I'd have people coming here. I thought I'd have Kieran and Adam Rocket coming here and doing second mic on my radio show. I thought for sure I'd have friends here. But truth be told, I have no friends. I have friends who come here and then they go do a radio show during my show. That's what my friends do. Emo says, maybe if you called it the Heidi Mix, you would have been more successful. Maybe if I had, I would have been more. Maybe. Dude, that's my bike, says, hold on, I'll be there in 3/4 hours to help. Or did you mean 3 to 4 hours? I don't think I did the trap penis story, did I? Emo, you know it seriously. Come and bring drugs. Rescue team uses saw to free trapped penis. Sparks fly when a trapped penis is freed from a dumbbell ring. If it's unlikely anybody on the Costa Mesa Fire Department's urban search and rescue team signed up for this. The highly trained team usually responds to calls involving trapped in structures and vehicles. On Tuesday, squad members responded to a trapped penis. In an ill-conceived attempt to increase the size of his member, a man placed his penis through the hole of a steel ring-shaped dumbbell weight fastener. According to the Daily Pilot, the fasteners are used to secure weight plates on dumbbell bars. They said his comment was, "This will make me the chief of my tribe." It did, if becoming chief of the tribe means restricting blood flow and causing one's penis to swell to the point that the device cannot be removed. When he arrived at Hoag Memorial Hospital Presbyterian in Newport Beach, doctors tried to convince the man he needed immediate treatment. That's where the multi-skilled urban search and rescue team and a surgical saw came in. The pilot reported that squad members cut through the inch-thick ring, producing sparks that flew across the room during a two-hour process. They also slid a little piece of metal between the collar and his thing. So if it slipped past, it wouldn't hit his thing, Broussard told the pilot. Keith Jones, deputy fire chief in Costa Mesa, told the OC Register that the man's penis remained intact. Suck a dick. What stop am I on the LIRR? Patchogue, baby. Patchogue. Come to Patchogue. Come see me in Patchogue. Can I live, nigga?
Oh, I thought it was more real niggas in the house than that. Y'all don't understand this record. Oh, I see you. I got you. Watching every nigga watching me closely. My shit is butter for the bread. They want to toast me. I keep my head.
Allergic to cats. Need not apply. Cause I got two, yo.
Says a brother gotta admire me. From 4 feet away, my pain, which it was quick to see. Selling cane, a brain of fried to a
thing out. I'm trying to hang out with you if you're allergic to cats. You just can't come sleep over my house. Is Mikey the poop in the tub guy? No.
However, free, my new team got valleys and peaks. Expectation for dips, for precipitation, we stack chips hardly.
Did I tell a story about a guy pooping in the tub? Poop in the tub. Sarcastic Freak says the Mikey mix where they don't say the N-word.
I suggest you call my lawyer, I know the procedure. Lock my body, can't trap my mind. Easily explain why we attempt crime. Rather tie enormous and live dormant, that's how we on it. Live at the main event, better trip to Maui on it. Presidential suites from residential for the weekend. Confidentially speaking in code since I sent you peeking. In excess rental, don't be fooled, my game is mental. We both out of town, Lord, what you trying to get into? Fever, Las Vegas, see you later at the rap tables. Meet me by the one that starts in Chia. Sway no fraud, really present, gambling they real. We can have it pleasant, I'm tipping my chia.
Check it out, yo. I be the street kid, the brother your mama freak with. Put y'all people on if y'all know how to keep a secret. When I get money, you know I like to keep it. How I get money, others are trying to be big. Flip mode, be winners you want to form a team with. The big money figures, the ones that plot the scheme with. The brothers that be used to getting money frequent. The ones I would always measure my triple B's with. Until they start taking my people to the free. I can't hold the hate no more, yo, I gotta release it. What y'all wanna do? Don't you know we always coming through? Me and my crew, let me hear you say fire. Smoke a big, get myself over, fall on the floor, and I gotta call my S500 Iceberg 5. Where you at?
No need for alarm. Right now I'm cruising to the sounds of my Nancy DeVon.
Hurry up, 5, and yo, you know it's about to get thick. I see this cap way behind my back, about to do a stick.
Tell me where you at, I will be there in 10 seconds flat. You know I got your back, I'll be there just in time to counteract.
Sometimes I'm out and forget cool. My S5 bulletproof,
I turbo move
and blast right through the ceiling in the booth. Coming through here, you knocking out the sucker too. Full speed ahead like we running a toll booth.
Puppies! But whatever. Jen then says, if they are his kids and they're having puppies, does this make him a grand rooster? Yes. Someone's a little sappy tonight. You might like to hear my organ. You might like to hear my organ. Giggity. I will have some pot, thank you.
Listen to me. Send the jail, got a message that says, all the squares go out.
You don't need to know, but I just really hurt myself in the bedroom. I hit my leg into the bedpost. Not that you needed to know that. MCLI wants to know, what's the best way to play your organ? I don't know what you mean. I don't even know if I'm a fan anymore of this show. Come and go, you know, I mean, come in, leave. I don't fucking care. Don't even fucking listen to this show because it's useless. This is not a good radio show, I'll have you know. The only prep I had was that fucking, I wonder if I can get into the Mikey mix and turn Heidi into a curse word just for the groove. Just for the goof, not the groove. Thank you, Sarcastic Prick, yeah. Dude, That's My Bike says, this show is my air, and, you know, tell me how I'm gonna breathe with no Aya. Tell me how I'm gonna breathe with no Aya, Aya, Aya. Right? Heidi's show is your Aya. How you gonna breathe with no Aya? They're not gonna pay any attention to the name Heidi in that room because they're all ex-friends of mine. Years and years we were friends, but they don't want to hear about me anymore because I was an asshole. Do you see what happened? I told them I didn't care about them anymore, and I told them to go fuck themselves.
Seems right there, but it's not quite near, and it's not like we're professionals moving the decimals. Know where to cut.
Are you happy now?
No. Who in the neck knows how to be successful? Need a person in Jesus. I'm in Depeche Mode. You say it's celestial. Song stars like Tony.
No, I didn't tell them how I really felt. I just fucking disappeared. That's what I did. I just stopped calling.
Voice bars. Now let's start. On your mark. You said let's go. Get out the car.
See what happens? I can't get in the room because I'm not setting up a password. Chill, I'm chill. What do I look like? What do I look like? I'm fucking uptight here? I'm chill. I don't know if you saw it earlier, it's the bride and groom.
Step one in this process, scramble up in your projects and head to the heights with big coats process. Gotta convince them that you're not from the precinct. Please speak slow, casino speaking no English. It takes a life, and after a couple of trips and your money is straight, he's gonna give you consignment. Now in the game, we're on the time to tell. Surviving droughts, I wish you well. Hold up. Surviving droughts, I wish you well. How sick am I wish you health. I wish you wheels, I wish you wealth. I wish you insight so you can see for yourself. You can see the sign when the jacks are scheming and the cops are coming. You can read their mind, you can see from behind. You can read the fine, the game as we know it. One dream at a time, I'm American dreaming. American dreaming.
They're all cunts in that chat room. That was very uppity of that Negro. Okay. I stayed at a motel. Had a really hard time finding a good motel to choose. If you are looking to go somewhere that doesn't have, like, any major... I mean, even the major motel chains, like Days Inn, Comfort Inn, sometimes you come across areas where they don't care so much. Sarcastic Prick wants to know if he can be third mic. How are you going to be third mic if there's no second mic, my friend? You can be second mic. I'm going to get another mic in here other than the whore. The fucking whore. The whore that doesn't work anymore. You see this? You see this cunt right here? The whore? The fucking whore mic? Yeah, it's got a wicked hum. All it wants to do is fucking hum at people. Fucking hum. Anyway, you can't be on whore mic because I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to get a new fucking mic, and I'm going to make this mic this fucking second mic. So there will be no more whore mic. We're going to do away with the whore altogether. But yeah, Sarcastic Prick, you could certainly come here, take a Benadryl, fucking buckle down, try to not breathe in cat dander, and do a radio show. Emo Tony says, a whore that doesn't work anymore is a slut. Yeah. So, third mic, no, second mic. And we'll fucking tear the Mikey Mix to fucking shreds. He's playing Blues Traveler. Mikey, why would you do that to me, Mikey? Mikey, I bring you in here on a Saturday night to do a fucking radio show. You fucking launch your radio show on a Saturday night? What the fuck is that? All over my goddamn Facebook. I gotta see every fucking 30 minutes you got a new fucking post up about your fucking show. Why he do me like that? Why he do me like that? How you like me now? Black hair style.
Yeah, I woke up in the darkness at 12:17 to shots and sirens. Look out the window, peep the high beams. Now they searching. The cops looking for the person that pulled the trigger. Medical figures is nursing the kid that got shot. Some innocent octave up front to flip the rock on the McKean Street block. I try to tell him to stop, cause it was ghetto red hot. Similar to the blood now, flood is top. I take a step out the spot to the point of attack and see the shorty wop, heart blast out his back. Damn, I'm thinking it don't cease. It's no more peace, police level increase. But what the fuck is still crime on the streets? I can't breathe. Now what's going on? One minute you alive, the next you're gone. Illidel P, H-I-A, what's all the to the heavens for the niggas who fell? And hit the L for the niggas who fell. When that could have been prevented, in front of the flat, your mom's renting. And no one expect that from you cause you was timid. Fucking with them cats from outside city limits. Funny how this whole thing changed in all minute. Yo, dig it, panic. None of this is ever granted. Drowning in a nightmare, stranded.
I got those Simon sticker on my car, yo. You got a Simon sticker on your car? It makes your car go faster, motherfucker. Less hands, more ass, Jen Jen says. Oh, Cadillac commercial, Emo says. That's right. That's pretty bad, yo. Why did they do that? Why did Led Zeppelin sell their song to Cadillac? That's cunty. Period. Sarcastic Texas, because they are 90. Correct, sir. Sock arm muscles? What is that? hear my ass though, because it doesn't talk. Roll up some socks and make them your muscles. Oh, okay, hold on. What do you say, these red socks with the stars on them? Okay, here we go. The look on the emo's face. Dumbfounded. Yeah. To pump you up. Yeah. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah. Been a long time, been a long time, been a long, lonely, 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 lonely time.
They say that I was born on the day that.
Sweet.
I know.
Anyway, that's enough because this is becoming ridiculous. I love you all very much. There's no reason to go on any further. I love you all. Thank you for listening to my radio show.
She wants those heroin tracks. She likes me. She fiends for me.
Yeah,
she leans for me. Morning, she
gee, short haired girl.
My presence is a must.
Don't feel bad. I'm gee. Like this. Sit. A gee short hair girl. A gee. Thank you, Mr. Deej, for calling into the radio show. 631-576-4774. Please call the radio show, my friends. Please send email to heide@theheidishow.com. Please write to me. I want to read your email on my show. I want to read your email on my show. I want to read your email on my show. I want to read your email on my show! Make it a sound sign like this.
Like you better get help. But when that medicine's felt, we're back together. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever let them tell you that you never need me. My chain of white till we be away. It's my tag of forever. Baby, let's get away.
I know
what you like.
I know
what you like.
Like, oh, baby.
Thank you for listening to my radio show.
Songs though. Try a couple more of these babies.